Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This week on the podcast, we discuss people who say they love dogs and cats, animals, more than humans, and why I think that's a gigantic cop-out. That and more. Enjoy. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Off the Air. More banter, less filter. It's the combos we have when the mics are off. Although they're not technically off during our regular show. Is that fair?
That's just code for we can swear if we want
yes.
to. So be warned.
Talk about adult stuff and shit. Marcus and Sandy, producer Jason, back in the house. Our second week back in the studio together, not working remotely, and it's exciting. Today we're going to discuss this concept of people loving animals more than human beings. I don't remember how this came up on the show last week while we were off the air. I think we were talking about somebody who spends their entire day with cats and dogs.
Okay.
And how...
And we were interacting with them, and I think we were just on the phone with them, and it was a hard conversation.
Yeah.
And we were like... And it reminded me of... I've met probably three or four people who will go out of their way to let you know, I do not like people.
Yeah.
Or I like animals more than people.
And... In this particular case, with this particular person, the interaction was difficult, and we chalked it up to the fact that they were surrounded by animals all day.
Yeah.
And had limited human interaction. I think that was it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and but our sidebar was...
And then we judged.
Well, look, I mean, if I worked without people all day, I'd probably be really happy just working with animals,
sure.
to be honest. But it's the people who are like, they're so stubborn about letting you know, I don't like people. I like animals more than people.
Yeah.
Because the
like
three people I've met... that have said that specifically are so hard to
talk
to.
Have shitty interpersonal skills?
Yes. God, how do I talk about them without talking about them?
I know a couple of them already.
Just drop some names.
No
way,
Jason.
Drop names, full names,
God,
last
Jason
names.
Wants everything to be a gossip
Social
fest.
Social security numbers.
You know what? You know what? Let's not do names. Let's just do
Hell
Instagram
handles.
No, we're
not handles. Doing names.
We'll do Instagram handles.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
Just tell the story then.
But I remember one person, and I'm not even going to say gender, but one person...
I'm sorry, what was their name?
Had a dog, mm-hmm. and it was a guy, and he hated people... Always said, but he was so antisocial.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Every time I saw him, never wanted to, like, well, I worked with him, but he never talked to anyone here. He used to work here. Doesn't anymore. Never wanted to talk to anyone here. Very, very, what do you call it? A recluse?
Recluse,
I guess you could say.
A hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those things where you say, okay, you like animals more than people. I get it. Animals have very pure spirits. They're sweet. They can't judge you. They also can't talk. Thank God they can't, because if they did...
Your
You'd
dog would
fucked.
Talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah. I before we get into specific examples, I did do a deep dive as to why people would like dogs, let's say, for example, more than people. And you okay. hit a couple on the head. They're non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
They will never disparage you. There are no hidden motives, unless they're treat motivated, I suppose. They're reliable. They're always happy to see you.
And I love that too.
The number one thing I could always say about my dog, no matter what, she was the only being I ever knew that was always glad to see me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And then like a dog is also a good accountability partner.
Yeah.
Can we go outside? Can we take a walk? You want to throw the ball? You want to get some exercise?
Yeah.
Not really, but you're so fucking cute. Let's go.
They're like your best friend.
Yeah. So... Now I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I like dogs more than people, too.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that statement on the surface. It's when your hatred of humans goes
yes,
so far
yes.
right off the cliff that you're angry
or
all the time.
Or if you've ever been in a relationship with one of those kind of people, or if you've worked with those people, or you have them as a friend, you just watch the way they interact with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, there's a reason that animals are probably higher on your radar, because you do
They're
not
easy.
Deal with conflict well. You don't. You
right.
just don't. You're just not fun to be around.
My judgy headline on people like that is doesn't want to try.
Okay.
You know what
Meaning
I mean?
Meaning what? Yeah.
If you think, because I know two of the three examples in your head.
Yeah.
And to me, they just gave up. They gave up on human interaction. I think that's a fucking cop out. I do.
You know what the the funny thing is, it is really hard to have hard conversations. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to. Mm-hmm. And that could be with a friend. That could be in a relationship. That could be here at work. Nobody wants to. But the only way you get better at it is by having those conversations.
Yep.
My New Mexico guy, when I broke up with him a couple years ago, and again, we didn't really date, but I had to break it off for my sanity. Hardest conversation ever. Crying with him on the phone. He'd never heard me cry. It was 3 hours of that. Not just like weeping, but actual talking. Yeah, he was on the phone for three.
But
I think
did he care?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
I have such a love-hate relationship with that guy.
Don't be mad at him. He just doesn't have the emotional capacity to commit. He just doesn't.
Cop out.
No. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like that. And I'm not gonna force a man to grow up or right. to want to grow.
Right.
You I mean, have that's to be, like some deep-seated childhood trauma, right?
Yeah, probably. But I'm only emotionally available when I want to. That's fucking selfish as
it
fuck.
It is selfish, but I'm saying I feel like we've all been there. I've been there. You've probably been there. Like,
have you
until
been there?
You meet someone or you're ready emotionally to be in a committed relationship, and even when you're in a committed relationship, you have to still work.
You mean to tell me you've been in a situation where you only gave yourself emotionally to somebody when you felt like it and didn't give it to them when they needed it?
Oh, I don't know about emotionally, but I have like
Facebook, that's my problem
Facebook
with this
guy I dated for a few months. And I didn't even, I just wasn't even into him, but I wanted to be into him so bad because he was so awesome.
Right. Well,
but
plus I just we got free lunches at Facebook.
We did. That was really nice.
What'd you eat?
Everything.
I went from the tandoori station to the free burritos to like Chinese food.
Wow.
All in the same afternoon. I looked at Sandy and the guy and I was like, yo, I'll be over here. And then they have like, then they have the vending machines with the free electronics and the snack. You can grab copious amounts of snacks.
Dude, uh-huh. I'll never forget because I was like really having a hard time because I was like, fuck, man. I'm not yeah. romantically
she
attracted.
Was in it for
and
us.
Marcus would tell me, please don't break up with him until we go to Facebook.
So you didn't like him by the time you visited the campus?
I was trying the whole time. For the first moment we met, I just got a friend vibe. Actually, I got right. a best girlfriend vibe.
Was that before or after you saw his tiny wang?
Oh my God, let's just leave that out of it.
Marcus.
Let's just leave that out of it.
Jeez. What? She had a whole website marketing campaign.
No, I didn't. I didn't make any websites. It was just a funny
Nubhub.
Name.
Nubhub.com?
Nubhub.net.
Sorry, .com, not available.
I thought that would have been a really... I never made a website, but I did think that would be funny if that was real.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Nice guy.
I know. What were we saying?
We were talking about New Mexico guy and my visceral hatred of the fact that he only made himself emotionally available to you when he felt like it.
We were actually talking about animals.
Oh.
Like, I'm in such a different place now. Like, I don't know why you're angry and I'm fine. How is this? Like, I'm fine. Him and I text now. Like, I like talking to him.
I know what it was. The yes. point I was making was, I find it difficult to believe that you have been in a relationship, knowing you as the beautiful, wholesome human being that you are, that you have been in a relationship where you only gave yourself emotionally to somebody when you felt like it. And when they needed you, you said no or you weren't available. I don't believe that.
Well, yeah, no, but I have been dating where I feel like I should have been out way sooner, but I just didn't, I wasn't ready or,
that's a different
you know.
Deal. That means you have no nuts.
Yeah.
That's different.
It's
I've
hard.
Been there. I've been there.
But again, I remember that, this is leading back to the stupid talk we have been having about animals.
Yeah.
That conversation with New Mexico guy, as hard as it was, I'm so glad I had it because every time you have a shitty, hard conversation, you get better mm-hmm. at having shitty, hard conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important because whatever thoughts you're thinking are real. They affect you. They affect your body. They yep. affect the way you interact with people and your partner. So the whole point of people hating people and only liking animals, of course, because you don't have to have any hard conversations
nope.
with animals. You only have to tell them, you know, stop doing that. Don't shit on the carpet.
Yeah, you can order them around. They
yeah.
They can't answer.
You're always going to be the...
the alpha.
The alpha,
most
yeah.
of the time. Unless you have a Great Dane and he doesn't know his place.
That's true.
But...
Also, I love those pictures of Great Danes that sit on the couch like a human being.
Oh, fucking gigantic.
Are those not the best?
Like, you know, they don't even have to whip their dicks out because they're already out.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Dog dicks are gross.
I mean, especially a Great
Dane.
They're disgusting. There's a reason Great is its first name.
Jason, did you ever have a pet?
Yeah.
Did you have a dog?
Had a dog when I was in high school. And then I had a cat my first few years of college. And I love
okay.
animals. And I get it.
I can't get
I don't
see,
cats.
You also are very, you don't have a lot of like social outlets. So do you, are you, where are you on the spectrum
well,
of I hate like animals?
Oh, I don't hate people. I would prefer to not talk to them. And I like animals too. I mean, I get it.
Jason legit has three friends. I think I'm clawing my way into his inner circle.
I never hear you talk about anyone except for your wife. There's no other social outlets in your life?
Yeah, I like it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's as simple
as that. You know, my dad is like that too. And my dad is so gregarious and I feel like I'm very much like my dad. But he doesn't really have any social outlets. And I think he needs them because God bless my mom. I love my mom. But like everybody needs their space.
Does your dad have any dude friends?
No.
How come?
Exactly. I don't
know. Does your mom like put the kibosh on
poker
night?
My mom is the one that, well, now we can't do anything because this year can suck
a
dick. But beforehand, my mom would go to like Red Lobster with her bunko girls or they'd come over. But no, my dad doesn't have any dude friends.
Oh, it's so
important. He's got his brothers, so that counts. But there were, you know, there's only like one remaining.
It's so important to have that squad.
Outlet, yes.
You know, for ladies to talk to other ladies, for dudes to talk to other dudes, and specifically like for me and Jason to talk to other dads. Because you're sitting there as a father, as a husband, probably getting berated a lot of days on some level.
It's therapy, right?
And you just want to know that somebody else is going through that struggle.
Or you just want to go where you feel like you don't have to. Like be on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One of the most profound things that one of my buddies said during one of these like social distance campfire backyard things, there were four of us sitting around. He goes, "You know what I want for Father's Day?" And I told you guys this. I think I said it on the air. I want an on and off switch for my family.
Jesus.
Like switch on, you can come talk to dad. Switch off, no. No talking. Mm. Don't come over here.
But how old are his kids?
They're like, you know, he's got two kids and they're like 7 and 5 or 6 and 4. So they drive him nuts.
Maybe he's just entering that phase where not that he would ever do that, but it would work. Because when you got littles, like I got a 6-month-old and a 2-year-old. No, they need you constantly.
Right.
Just for literal survival. Yeah.
What if you could flip a light switch and they don't need you for like a half hour and you could do whatever you want?
Cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I want $2 million.
Right.
Too.
This is your fantasy. But and knowing my friend as I do, he's an engineer. He's very, very linear people skills. Yeah. Kind of like Jason. Kind of like me in a way where it's just like, what is your purpose? Why are you here? Mm. Why are we speaking? Let's finish this. Here's, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he interacts as little as humanly possible.
Yeah.
So for him to have this gigantic, this house of four beings, four personalities, is difficult.
Yeah.
I read this, you know, this long-term relationship book called Your Brain on Love, and it breaks down people's different personalities, why certain personalities work with others. If you're, you know, you could be a jackrabbit while you're, your partner is a submarine, meaning you think really fast and move really fast, but your partner probably drives you nuts because they're very slow and very methodical.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are that. She's really fast. Like, let's get this done. And I'm like, lay back in the cut. Hold on. Let me read the instructions again. It took me 5 hours to put my grill together the other day. Drove her nuts. And you have to understand that about your partner.
Yeah.
Not everybody moves at the speed of light and vice versa. But in the book, it said, scientifically proven, the most difficult thing we do as human beings is interact with each other.
Uh-huh.
Everything else is cake by comparison. So to me, these people that say, oh, I don't want to deal with people, only animals, it's a fucking cop-out. None of us want to deal with each other, but I still try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it means who's going to show up? Are you going to show up for your own relationship, for your own personal development, for your growth? That's what it comes down to. And sometimes that's just too hard, especially if someone's had a really traumatic upbringing.
Sure.
Maybe that's just too much. Maybe they just want to just be okay. And that's okay too.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
but it makes me sad because I think relationships and love can heal you.
Oh, I thought you were going the other direction. Relationships and love can suffer if you don't put forth the effort.
Yes, they can. But I'm just saying they bring out the best in you and they bring out the worst in you, but they bring out stuff that needs to be healed if there's some shit in you. Unless it's like, you know, but you have to keep doing the work. The work never ends.
What do you guys think of this concept of, well, this is what I'm about. If you sign up for it, take it or leave it. You know what you got yourself into.
That's never going to be a guy I can be with.
Okay.
No.
Because I've heard that, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Like, she knew what she was getting into.
It depends on what it is, though. Like, there's little things, like quirks. There's quirks, and then there's, like, actual, like, holy shit, red flags. Like, you're actually...
I see it on Twitter all the time. Somebody will put it in their bio. I am who I am. Take it or leave it.
Oh, right. Yeah, those are probably the Twitter bullies.
And it's like,
warriors.
And I hear guys say it all the time. Well, she knew what she signed up for. And part of me is jealous. Part of me, we say it all the time. Like, part of me wants, I want to be able to get home and just fucking sit down and be like, where's my whiskey, woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what time's dinner? But no.
Yeah.
As long as you at least are putting forth the effort in a genuine way,
right?
Whether you actually make those sweeping changes or not, it goes a long way, just a genuine effort.
Yeah.
And it's tough. It's very tough. I struggle with it every day.
What?
Because I am who I am, but it also means that I can't just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
But you've also evolved, right?
Yeah.
As a man, as a human being.
Yeah, I feel like I'm different than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, you probably changed once you got married, kids.
Correct.
Everything brings out different layers
I'm
of
trying
you.
To be a lot more calm. You know, I have temper issues.
Mm. Me too.
You know? So it's incremental. It's
God,
little
I was
by
such
little.
A dick to my ex-wife. I think that's a lot of why I put my current wife on a pedestal and really do whatever she wants.
Yeah,
is I'm atoning for my previous marriage that my child doesn't even know about yet. I was such a dick. Like I did whatever I wanted as I wanted and like didn't take her feelings into account and all these things, and I'm trying so hard to be
you
a
also
better
weren't in love with
human
her.
Being and I wasn't in love with her. That was a lot of it, right?
That's yeah. I mean, if you're know? In a I think if you're in that position where you're in a inauthentic, you're sabotaging yourself, you know, you're dismissing yourself when you're in that kind of a predicament.
But
so
I have,
of course you're a dick.
We have friends where it's like, you know, I am who I am, and I just am like, wow, are you literally communicating that you don't want to change, that there that the evolution of your own, you know, being does not interest you at all. That blows me away because I'm always trying to improve. I don't know about you guys.
You do know about me. That's all I live for is that.
Yeah. Just a little
all
tweak
I care about is self improvement.
I don't know.
Or at least like evolvement or being curious about it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did we peak?
I feel like we peaked, but I want to get back to animals for a sec.
Oh, no, although, it's fine. We did the peak? Whole evolution of, you know, where that took us.
I mean, we got way deeper than I thought we would, to be honest.
We want to talk about your boyfriend with a small penis? Probably not.
No, there's no boyfriend. And that was years ago. Jesus. Also, how sad is it that anytime Marcus has to reference anyone I've been with, it's literally from like 3 or 4 years ago because I've got no one in my life. Thanks.
Well, I didn't think about it that way.
The 80s were great.
Yo, remember in 75 when... Anyways, thank you for listening. We appreciate you very much.
No offense if you do love animals more than people.
No, it's fine.
Just be willing to have conversations with people. It could help.
Adulting is hard.
Yes.
Am I right, Jason?
Truth.
Oh, I struggle every day.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's difficult. And don't forget that interacting with each other is the toughest thing that we do, but it's part of being a human being. Good luck out there. Hit us up with a comment on the podcast if you're listening to Apple Podcasts. We love you very much. Thank you. And we will talk to you next week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.